Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We're told that this morning, actually it'll be at noon today, Cook County Board President Preckwinkle will join Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy for a news conference to provide updates on COVID-19 at Stroger Hospital. We have the congressman on the phone with us now. He's in Washington, D.C. He's representing, of course, the west and northwest suburbs, and he's on the Economic and Consumer Policy Committee, chairman of that subcommittee, on the Oversight Committee, and also on the House Intelligence Committee. Congressman, you're in D.C. now at 10 before 9. You're supposed to be at a news conference at noon. I don't know that that's going to work, is it?
Thanks, Bob. I think that we may have to postpone the press conference for at least a few hours. We thought that we'd be back by late last night, but negotiations continued overnight on this final, this bill to really help people with the coronavirus outbreak. And so the White House and Speaker Pelosi and others have been hashing this out, and we're hoping for final passage this morning. And then I can come back to Chicago and we can talk about it.
Yeah, can you tell us anything about what's going on with the testing? Why is Korea so far ahead of us on this? Why are we so far behind everybody?
Yeah, I'm sure that your audience may be aware of this issue, but essentially other countries have far outpaced America with regard to the testing issue. The interesting thing is South Korea contracted its first coronavirus case roughly on the same day that we did in America, and they came up with their diagnostic test kit roughly on the same day. But today, as of today, they've tested roughly 4,000 people for every million residents, whereas we have tested 15 people for every million residents. And now Korea is, quote-unquote, past the peak of the virus, so they are now seeing a drop in their cases. And we are, unfortunately, nowhere close to being past the peak. And it started with the CDC bungling the manufacture of the first test kits because of contamination at the Atlanta manufacturing facility. It took roughly 1 month to figure out how to solve that problem. And then after that, we've just seen a very sleepy response. It's been flat-footed. And then in the private sector, folks have been tied up trying to deal with regulations at the CDC to try to get their test kits manufactured. We've seen some movement on that front, but gosh, we got to get going ASAP, because if we don't know who has the coronavirus, it's hard to isolate them and keep everyone else safe.
Yeah, and I know we're going to be freaking out more once we get into more testing, because there will be more cases.
Yes,
but it'll be a good thing that those folks are identified, and that will be the beginning of the way out of this, won't it?
Correct. Exactly. We're going to see a lot more cases identified. But you know what? If we can identify them, we can get them treatment. But if we can't, then, unfortunately, what's going to happen is these folks, they might be asymptomatic now, but they are spreading the virus. And then once they become symptomatic and become acute cases, they're going to flood our ERs. And the ERs are just not equipped to deal with that kind of sudden surge of cases. And so, let's identify who has it, keep them at home, take care of them at home, keep everyone else safe. That's the best way to do it. That's what happened in Korea and actually the United Kingdom as well.
All right. So our breaking news conference news is that the noon get-together at Stroger Hospital with County Board President Preckwinkle and Congressman Krishnamoorthy will probably be a few hours late. Are you at the airport now?
No. I'm still on Capitol Hill. We're waiting for basically notice of when we're going to vote. But I suspect that, as soon as we get notice, we'll vote quickly. Can I just touch on a couple of the things that are, in this package so that people, know what we're voting on?
Yeah, if you can do it in about 1 minute, sure.
you know, one of the most important things is there has to be an ability for everyone to get tested regardless of cost. So there's going to be a measure to allow for free coronavirus testing. Another issue is paid emergency sick leave for people that get sick. We don't want them going to work. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't have paid sick leave now through their employer, so this would help provide this. Enhanced unemployment insurance, and then strengthen food security because, as you know, a lot of kids and families rely on food stamps and SNAP. And, you know, if they have to stay home or if they can't go to work or their income is reduced, we need to make sure they can still eat. And then finally, increase federal funds for Medicaid since the states are picking up most of the tab right now. And so the federal government's going to help with that.
Sounds good. And let's hope we have more good days like today on Wall Street. It's up, a little bit of a rebound. And Congressman, thanks for your good work. And we look forward to hearing more updates on COVID-19 at your press conference later this afternoon at Stroger Hospital. Thanks for checking in
with us. Yes, sir. Thanks, Bob. Thank you.
Have a good one. Yep.